The Bush administration has announced a set of regulations aimed at cutting diesel engine emissions. The rules target the last unregulated sources of mobile pollution, construction and farm equipment, such as bulldozers and tractors. Also included are trains and ships. Environmentalists are praising the administration, not just for issuing the new rule, but also for not granting industry requests to weaken the proposal. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Diesel engines are the workhorses of construction sites and farms, and for decades their contribution to industry and agriculture has come at the expense of clean air. No longer, says EPA Administrator Mike Leavitt, his agency's new regulation will require a 99% reduction in diesel sulfur emissions.
The result will be that black puff of diesel smoke that we've become accustomed to seeing in big trucks and on construction equipment or buses will be a thing of the past.
In recent months, refiners have lobbied the administration to keep ships and trains excluded from the new rules. They've argued the cost of taking sulfur out of the fuel outweighs the benefits. But Administrator Leavitt said President Bush instructed him to include these industries.
When we proposed this rule, locomotive and marine were not included explicitly. But the president said he wants to do the whole thing and wants to do it now.
This certainly is a welcome change.
That's Emily Figdor of the environmental advocacy group USPIRG. Her organization has butted heads with the administration over many other policies, but here Figdor says the administration did the right thing.
It's really great to see science win out over the special interest for a change.
The new rule expands on a Clinton-era regulation which mandates reductions in sulfur pollution from trucks and buses. The EPA estimates that adding these additional sources will prevent some 12,000 premature deaths each year. Bill Becker heads an association of state air regulators. He says these rules will bring significant public health benefits.
And there's probably not another environmental or even domestic program within the federal government that is providing such an incredible benefit to society.
Administrator Leavitt explains agency scientists estimate that health benefits of the rules will outweigh costs by about 40 to 1.
Now, there is a cost to this. There's a cost to almost all environmental improvement. But it's worth it because people will live longer and they'll live better.
Leavitt is scheduled to formally announce the rules today. New engine standards take effect in 2008. The marine and locomotive industries will be given two additional years. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.